All right, we live.
Three, two. Welcome to another episode of Coffee Tigers. We're live in video for the first time. Got my co-host Angel right here.
What's up, everyone?
I got my lovely wife, Sylvia.
What it do?
And we got our guest, TJ.
JT.
He almost had it.
JT, sir. JT from TJ?
From TJ, yeah.
Parts unknown.
Hey, bro, thank you so much for having us.
Hell yeah, bro. Appreciate you guys are always welcome here, bro. You know, you guys, whenever you guys want.
He just met us.
Sort of.
I don't know.
So, how's everybody been, man? We haven't recorded in a while.
Oh, man. We have not recorded in, what, like 6 months?
I don't know. Yeah, it's been a few months, yeah.
It was definitely summertime.
How are you?
So this whole thing is called Coffee Tigers, and I quit drinking coffee.
Boo!
Yeah, I'm like, quitter, man. I'm like 7 days in, but I wasn't able to take a nap for like a year. Like I would sleep at night, wake up, and for like a straight year. And after quitting coffee for like on the second or third day, I took a fat two-hour nap.
Damn.
And it felt glorious. Like I was just like, I was like, oh my God.
Bro, my naps are like 18 hours, bro.
Damn.
I don't sleep that often, but when I do, I crash hard, bro.
So my nap's 18 hours?
That's like that's
a roll, bro.
You don't take naps, like a cat? Take sleeps,
I only fuck, bro. I only fuck.
You take Xanax, you know? You don't take naps, bro. You take Xanax, bro. Like,
I'm not
comatose.
Trying to wake up, bro. I'm not trying to wake up.
One of my homies are like, hey, bro, if you're going to do Xanax, just make sure you clear out your day, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be gone. He took a nap on Friday. He took one, like a little Xanax bar, on Friday. And he took a shower, and he sat down on his bed to change because he was going to go out with the friends. And then he blacked out, and he woke up on Sunday morning. Like, what the fuck happened?
He's in the middle of getting
days, up. Yeah. Just knocked out. He's all like, damn, bro. Like, if you're going to take it, just clear your whole week, bro. Like, you're not, like, it's a lot. It's bad.
That's what I'm looking for right now, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Bro, life's too precious, bro. You got to live, bro. You can't sleep.
You take care of that
daylight.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to, like, mitigate when to drink coffee. Yes. Like, because I don't want to quit it. I just love coffee.
He just got, like, 2 espresso machines for Christmas.
This one drinks, like, coffee 18 connoisseur. Espresso shots a day, bro.
Yeah, no, I'll put 6 espresso shots in the morning, and then I'll drink, like, a large iced coffee after I finish that. And I was doing that consistently every fucking day for, like, a year. Yeah. And,
bro, yeah. The McDonald's fucking sugar-free vanilla iced coffees, bro. Yeah, those are game changer, bro.
Yeah, because with the app, no, I don't want to start sponsoring.
Add me, motherfuckers. Add me.
Please, McDonald's, sponsor us.
Someone sponsored me.
Yeah, but
fucking struggling.
I've been good. How you been, Angel?
I've been fucking okay, man, you know? You know, most of the motherfuckers that follow me probably know what's going on, but I'm not choosing to talk about it, but yeah, dog, you know?
You're staying
okay,
positive.
Man. I'm trying to say kind of positive, you know?
That's good.
So I feel your pain, bro. Hey. So you'll be all right.
The people that have been listening to our podcast, like, me and Andrew are almost 40, but we're really immature, like, really immature.
Yeah, it's a lot of dick.
So, like, when serious shit happens in our life, we just kind of take it lightly and, you know, like, we got to make fun of it. I think that's a lot of people, especially in our culture.
Yes.
We just kind of don't talk about it or make fun of it.
Mm.
And
I laugh when I'm uncomfortable. I make fucked up jokes when I'm uncomfortable. So kind of give you an idea of that. Type of guy I am. I'm a Capricorn, bro.
Hey, same.
There you go. Just out of yourself.
Dark, bro.
Yeah.
Dark as fuck. We like that good shit, though.
That's crazy, bro. How are you a coffee? Like, you want a fun fact about me? Caffeine does not work on me. Like, ooh. I can drink coffee and go to bed. Like, nothing. And there's people who are like, oh, I can't drink coffee after 1 p.m. because then I won't be able to sleep at night. And it's like, how the fuck? Yep. How old are you?
Bro. Yeah. You can drink a fucking super espresso, bro. I'm right there.
Yeah. And that's the same for like coffee or like energy drinks, like Monsters, C4s. None of that shit works. You know, like,
I think I
need crack.
You need cocaine.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. Like when I used to drink coffee, like I could go to sleep like a couple hours later. It was no problem. But then I stopped drinking coffee. I'm like, oh, coffee kept me normal.
It kept you balanced.
Yeah, now I'm just crashing left and right. Like, not in my car, thankfully. Like, I'm not knocking out on the
metaphorically.
Road yet.
I just want to put this out there, bro. But Jose looks sexy as fuck with his beard, bro.
He has grown it out, ladies and gentlemen.
Pepper, bro.
This was shaved his beard like 6 months ago. And I was like, bro, you look like a feet fucker. Don't do that shit again.
A feet fucker?
Like
fucking...
Like a pervert? Was sending me pictures of this was random feet. I'm like, hey.
Nah, it's because I suck toes.
Okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, you know. Toes, yeah.
And I'm open about it. Yeah. Like, you know, like, you should. Like with anything, the more you talk about it, you normalize it. Like with weed, yeah. it's very taboo. So the more people talk about it, you're going to normalize it. Like it's just going to be a fact of life. Yeah. So that's how I'm about toes. Like, I suck toes, you know? Like,
yeah, it is what it is. That's
what it is. Say it loud and say it proud, honey.
Yeah.
Like, we went to.
She's all proud too. She's like, ooh, I get my toes done every week just for you.
Facts. These are just facts.
And, hey, nah.
That's why I love them, though.
But you know what? I respect that because there's a lot of girls that get, like, disgusted by that. Like,
yes.
Like, what? And
yes. It's
like, bitch, don't kink shame me. You know what? Like,
those are the girls with ugly ass toes. So
Fuck them hoes, man. Fuck them ugly feet hoes, man.
Like, ugly feet hoes. That's crazy.
Fucking hoe toes.
Hoe toes.
Fuck ugly. What was it?
Ugly feet hoes.
Fuck
hoes and toes.
Hoes and toes.
Hoes and toes episode.
Hoes and toes. That's a good one.
All right, I'll write it down.
All that's right. Like one of the premises of our show. Like, we'll say something outlandish like that, and it'll stick as a title.
I'll make sure to.
People love the titles, bro.
I deliver for my work. And then I've realized that, like, sometimes I'll be driving and I'm in a bad mood and I can't figure it out. And then today I'm like, oh, it's because I'm fucking sitting on my balls.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so as soon as I lift my sack, I'm like, ah.
Relief.
Yeah, bro, I'm getting there.
Because I wear boxers, like, you know? It's like when girls don't wear bras, they sag. So, like, the same with the guy. If you don't wear the tighty whities, she's going to fucking, like, I'm 40, you know?
I used to fuck with the boxers, but now I'm just like, you know, those fucking Calvin Klein ones on Amazon.
Yeah, the briefs.
The briefs, yeah.
Those are just more comfortable for me. I never made it to the boxer era. Like, I was like, the briefs came in right where I started to, like, decide whether I want to wear boxers or briefs. And the briefs were just more, like, comfortable for me, like, because I play sports, so I would, like, run, and, like, the other ones would rip all the fucking time. So it's like, nah, I'm going to go with briefs. So I like that shit. I like to keep it tight, you know.
I skateboard. I used to skateboard, and like I always wore boxers, and thankfully nothing bad happened. I never did rails where I would get nutted.
But you never never ripped your boxers, like, from, like, almost splitting open or something, like.
No, and then I've seen all the innovations to, like, the ball sack pocket that boxers have nowadays, and I want to invest.
He said, "Yeah, he's like, yeah,
bro,
yeah.
You look like a cholo skater, bro."
What do you mean they have a what?
Yeah, it has, like, it's like you put the boxers on, and then it has a pocket for your balls in the front, so it, like, cups.
You
it.
Own some of those? Ace?
Ace is off camera here.
Sexy ass Ace Murdoch.
Off microphone.
Our benefactor.
Thank you guys so much for having us, for reals.
Put him asleep, dog. Put him asleep. Don't look at me, little puppy. Don't look at me.
Bro, I rented that shit on YouTube recently.
What?
American
Me. American Me.
I was like, fuck yeah, little puppy.
Yeah, but so I want to invest, but, like, usually the only times I allow myself to, like, kind of, like, you know, dive in and buy something like that is, like, on Christmas. Sometimes when people buy it for me, like, I'll be like, "Mom, me puedes comprar unos boxers?" She's like, "You're almost 40, mijo." Like,
so wear briefs, dog.
Tighty whities.
Buys me underwear or fucking deodorant. Those and deodorant socks. Kits and shit, like the Axe ones. Those are fucking game changer, bro.
The Axe ones, bro. The spray ones, the fucking.
It's like a fucking loofah, a fucking body wash, and a fucking soap. Yeah, I still fuck with those.
Yeah, nice.
There's a documentary on Netflix where some kid, like, if someone wore Axe near him, he could die because he was allergic to that shit.
Damn.
Yeah, fucking. And then also recently, someone died on the MTA because they sprayed pepper spray. And
bro, I got pepper spray once.
Imagine.
You did?
Bro, hold on. Imagine being a middle school girl who's allergic to Axe.
You die.
You fucking die.
You die at my high
fucking middle school.
No, my junior high and high school.
Spray Axe.
I over Axe, bro.
Yeah.
2 minutes and shit.
You putting that in your mouth?
Nah, like, in the butt area.
The French shower used to be called when you would, like, not take a shower, so you just, like, spray cologne.
Yeah, bum bathing it.
A horse bath?
Oh, I got a question for you guys.
I guess so.
I got a question for you guys. When you guys shower, this is for the men.
All right. Yeah. Right on.
When you guys shower, what is the first thing that you guys wash?
I fucking wet my hair, and then I go straight to my balls, bro.
Okay, and do you guys use a loofah or your hand?
I just kind of go with my hand, and then I use a loofah.
The loofah, okay. Yeah. And so you start with your face and then your balls, or?
Like, I'll send it in the water and, like, well, I'll wait till it's, like, the right temperature and shit.
Right, no, yeah, I'm not asking about it. I'm saying, well, how do you start? He wants to know how you start. Yeah, what's the first thing you
lather? I fucking wet myself, bro. I purify myself and then fucking straight to the balls, clean the mugre line out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my armpits and shit like that. But we get it done.
Okay, what about you?
Jose?
The first thing is my hair, because sometimes in the instruction, like back in the day, we didn't have phones. So, like, when we would take a shit, like, we needed to read the back of the shampoo bottle. So, like, I'm well versed. Like, the shampoo says, leave that shit in for like 3 to 5 minutes. So, like, I'll put the shampoo in my hair and then I'll start working on everything else.
Right.
Look at that.
You don't take a shit and then wipe your ass in there?
Yeah, sometimes I'll take a shit and not wipe my ass because, like, I like to be tender to my asshole. So nice. I just go straight to the shower. But I have wipies. Me and Angel talk about the wipey game all the time.
Yeah, you have to have a wipey game, bro. Game
yeah, we talk about how, like, surprised we are. Like, that, like, after we wipe and then we use a wipey, like, fuck, all that shit was still in there?
Yeah.
And then back in the day, we just fucking...
raw dog that shit, just one scoop. Like, I don't know.
I gotta fucking half a finger that motherfucker sometimes, bro.
You wouldn't hate when you rip the paper, like, you wipe, and then your finger gets caught and you're trying to smack it out and you hit the sink, you're like, oh, oh, this never happened to you guys? No,
like, just you? Just JT?
That's the reason I joined the wipey gang.
Dude Wipes, please sponsor this podcast.
Yes, yeah. Dude Wipes.
Have you seen the YouTube videos where the inmates talk about how, like, they survive with only one cube of a toilet paper?
No.
Yeah, they'll be like, what you do is you make a hole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, you use your finger, and then you use the paper towel to, like, I'm like, oh, man, that sucks. That's, like, I know where I'm going to jail, dude.
Yeah.
No.
But honestly, if I go to jail, the first thing I'm doing is I'm walking around shit all over my ass.
Mm, yes.
I don't want to be an easy target for rape. They'll be like, that motherfucker stinks.
Yeah, you know,
that
motherfucker, that's poo butt.
Shit, yeah, that's
shit myself hard, bro.
Doodoo butt. Yeah. Stay away from him.
Stay away from his nasty ass. You know, bro.
Like, if they do, though, I'm gonna give him a fight. You know, I'm gonna give him a fight.
Just trying to make myself great.
Yeah.
You guys, proof. You guys ever watched the like 007 movies where, like, if the agent gets caught?
Wait, which one? The Pierce Brosnan ones or the fucking
Daniel Craig
ones? I think it's an ongoing theme. Like, they have a tooth that's a cyanide pill. So when they bite on it, like, if they get caught, they'll bite the cyanide pill and then they'll die. So that way they can't beat the secrets out of them.
So the Nazis would do that.
So if I go to jail, I'm going to put one of the, like a diarrhea pill. Right here. So if the big guy comes at me, I'll just bite that shit and go shit myself real quick.
I feel you. That's a smart man right there.
He's a genius.
Fuck with Jose and his lady right here. Smart as fuck, bro.
We just had that conversation today where I told him, Jose, like, if you went to jail, would depend how long you're going to be in jail. Was this a white collar crime you did and you're only going to be gone for 4 years, maybe three? I'll wait for you.
I used to.
But if you killed somebody,
bro, I'll wait forever for you.
I used to ask her, would you wait for me if I went to jail?
Right. And you did.
Like, when we were, like, just a couple.
We were just, like dating. Like, yeah. We were just dating.
Wait. You need to wait for this fool if he kills somebody for you.
Well, like, okay. See, there you. Yes.
This fool kills that fool?
Okay.
You better wait for that fool.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to depend on who he kills.
Mission, dog.
That is hard. That's a hard thing to do, man.
Yes. But, like, if someone was fucking with her and her life was in danger.
Okay, then he killed somebody?
Kill that fool?
Yeah.
I'll be there for you, Jose. I'll be like, Sylvia.
Yeah,
I'll remind her about you every day.
You gonna bring me the ramen noodles,
bro? I'll fucking put money on your butt, bro.
Your commissary like, will be taken care of.
Oreos and shit, you
bro.
Like.
I was dating this one girl a couple of months ago, and I was dating this girl, and I like formally dating, you know. But I was you know hooking out with her, and you know, go out to eat every now and then, or whatever. And she started telling me that like her first ex she had was an arms dealer. Right?
Guns?
Yeah, but that's she's like, yeah, but he's the best I've ever had. Like, he, you know, I never had to work. He took care of everything. I was a good, like, housewife. Like, you know, she was happy. She was like, this, like, I was scared of him, you know? She's like, but, like, I would never fuck with him. Like, he would just look at me and like, all right, I need to shut the fuck up. And so she loved that, right? But he got caught up, went to jail. He's doing about 10, 12 years.
She tell you, like, so we could be together for 12 years.
No, hold on. Check this shit out.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, cool. And then now she's all like, yeah, I just broke up with one of her boyfriends she's had, right? And I was kind of like a rebound. But it's all right. I didn't give a fuck, right? Like, I'm like, whatever, you know, we're not serious.
Right.
But she was telling me this stuff. And then she would tell me that she would, like, take her band to the out of state where her other man was in jail. And she would just tell her, like, hey, you know, like, we got to go to Arizona because I got a court case. And then he would stay in the hotel, and then she would go and visit her ex. And, like, you know, they had, like, 15 seconds of conjugal.
So a conjugal, like,
make out, whatever. Yeah. And then, like, talk to him, whatever. And then she'll go back to her boyfriend at the hotel. And I was like, damn, that's crazy.
Whoa.
And then that's kind of when I knew. I was like, oh, this is not going to work out.
No.
I mean, you, like, you're still in love with this guy.
Yeah, yeah. You're
clearly, this guy made an imprint in your life.
You're,
like,
making
weird
moves, out-of-state moves.
Yeah, like, if you're doing all that and, you know.
Doing,
like,
the most.
But it was just, it was wild to me because I was like, she was like, no, I'm over him. I'm over him. I'm like, no, you're not. Like, you know, like, you like that lifestyle that he provided for you.
She likes being, like, a kept woman.
Yeah, you know, kept she's woman. Like, a kept woman? What's that? I've never heard that.
No, it's just this, yeah. It's just what you call somebody who's, like, taken care of, you know?
Yeah. And she loved it. And, you know, and I quite frankly, I don't find nothing wrong with that. You know, like, I feel like that's just me.
I want to be a kept man.
You want to be a kept man? No.
Right, just be a stay-at-home father.
A stay-at-home dad.
Stay-at-home dad.
I'll keep you.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That shit's wild.
But it was just weird because I was like, oh, yeah, you definitely still love this man. Like, that's who that has your heart. Right?
Yeah.
Imprinted.
And he was like, yeah, he was just such an asshole. And, you know, but, we always had food, you know. All the bills were paid, you know. Like, you know, there was nothing, you know, everything I wanted, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, I loved it, you know. And now I'm dealing with this other guy who, you know, who's just a bum in comparison to the other guy. Like, it's just a big difference, you know. It's just like, nah. The what?
It's like most of us.
Most of us, bro.
Times are hard out here, bro.
Well, it's hard, bro. But that's why, like, it is our job, you know. Yeah. Like, even for me, it's hard. But, like, I'm not dating, but, like, I feel like as a man, that is my job to provide, you know. And it is a team. It's teamwork, right? Like, you play your role and I play my role.
Right on.
You know, like, it's not that I'm better than you. It's just, like, I feel like that's what makes relationships stronger, right? In fact, like, you look at, like, well, at least I do, you know, especially when I went through my breakup, I analyzed, like, relationships around me, and I'm like, why the fuck did I fail, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, we were competing, you know? We're like, oh, see who can make more, whatever, and that's not going to work out. Like, you look at my parents or, you know, my ex's parents, you know, it was always like, you know, the man provided, the woman provided at home, and you know, it was a teamwork, you know?
There's a balance,
like,
there.
There's a balance, you know? Yeah. And it's like, It's so much easier for a woman to take care of the house when she don't have to worry about going to work and talk to her shitty ass boss and all this and take care of you and your family. And likewise, vice versa, right? It's easier for the man to go and become a provider when he doesn't have to come home and do all the things that, you know, like cook, clean, I'll do all the shit for him, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we all have our roles, you know? Right. We all play it and that's how it's supposed to work, you know? But that's just me.
Amen. I think so.
So, like, we could talk about this for forever because straight up, I cook and I wash the clothes.
Yeah.
And
sexy ass.
Yeah. Like, I had to pick it up, you know, because, like, my wife, she's scared to turn on the stove.
She was lacking.
She's a smart, like, what I was attracted to my wife was her intelligence.
Right.
Because she went to Berkeley and she just knows all kinds of shit.
You are really smart, Sylvia.
And I try.
I smoked a lot of stress weed back in the day.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst stress. I haven't heard that term in a long ass time.
He's bringing it back.
Like, smoking stress, bro? What happened to the chronic, bro?
All the chemicals were in that shit. All the chemicals were still in that shit. So my boss used to tell me, like, hey, you need to stop smoking that shit. I'm like, I did stop, but the damage has been done.
It's already done. We can't go back.
The brain cells don't grow back.
Yeah, they don't. They're gone. Once they're gone, they're gone.
They're gone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, like, I appreciate my wife so much for, like, what she offers. You know, like, we just, like, we're cracking up here. Like, that's where we are at home. And she was very patient with me because I have a short fuse. And then I don't understand a lot of the, like, I don't know, like, just being social, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, I have, like, anxiety when I go out and, like, socialize with people. So she's very patient with me. But, yeah, like, anytime we got into an argument, it's always, like, man, you need to learn to cook, you know? Like, it's always a simple shit.
And I'm like, man, you need to fucking take care of the fucking cats.
Oh,
And you know, I honestly, like, I don't think, like, because, you know, nowadays you say something like this and everybody wants to label me as, oh, you're a fucking narcissist, bro. Mm. Like, you're a fucking misogynist, you know?
Oh, my
like,
God, I know.
And it's like, nah, bro, like you said, you know, you wash, you cook, whatever. Like, I would do the same thing, too. But, you know, like, ultimately, like, you know, we have responsibilities and we have priorities. Bro, and as long as we are aware that that's what it is, like, and you guys have that agreement, then yeah. Kudos to you. You know, it's working for you.
Yeah,
but
we do.
I feel like that's the base. But
bro, you're just seasoned, dog. You're just seasoned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got the experience, bro. Like, hey, man, relationships are tough. Everybody hang in there, whatever you're going through.
Hey, bro, you know what? I would say something. I would say something. We are not the first or the last to go through whatever we're going through. Yeah. So just remember that and you'll be fine. You know, it's like people have gotten through worse situations than what we all going through.
Yeah.
And they're fine. So
we'll be okay, man.
Yeah. Relax. You'll be all right.
But people have jumped off bridges too.
Yeah.
Except those people.
Except sorry. Them, first and peace.
Except that, bro.
Yeah. So like, if you have a friend and he's going through shit, you know, just call him every once in a while. Check in.
But also take care of yourself too, man.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, you got to put your life in.
Our 2%ers in fucking Bangladesh.
Take hey, shout out. Out there. Shout out to our fans.
We have a demographic that of our followers, and we have a 2% in Bangladesh.
Bangladesh.
What's everybody up?
Just like searching tigers on Google or something.
Like, he was really into coffee, and he found us, and he was like, all right, I guess I'll stick with this.
All right, you know, or is that where the ladyboys are at? No,
that's Thailand.
That's Thailand.
Hey, close.
Trying
close.
To be friends with one, man. Let's go.
Get one on the show.
Let's get one on the show.
Yes, but, please.
Yeah. But, Sophie, how you been, man? Like,
I've been good, man. I've been doing great. Yeah. Work's good. Family's good. Yeah. All good. Can't complain. My friend's a murderer. There was
Sophie's
fucking homie is a fucking super murderer.
Super murderer.
Yeah, so we were going to, me and Angel were going to have a guest on the show. Her name was, I'm not going to say
Don't say her name.
I would just call her MF.
MF.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Her name rhymes with Jagan.
Oh my God.
Anyway. we didn't have like the chance to have her on.
Mm. Yeah, she really wanted to be on the show.
But recently, we have a close friend that lives in the same area she does, and she caught wind through the news that she killed her mom.
Damn.
Yeah, so, like, we, like, never thought she was capable of some shit like that. Like, we didn't know her super close.
Right.
Yeah, but we had hung out with her
socially. You look pretty close in those pictures.
Hey, yeah, I do. If like, oxygen damn, or...
Lifetime.
If Lifetime needs some photos, I got some great photos. We look like tight homies in those pictures.
Damn.
Yikes.
Were you tight homies or no?
We were really... I would say it... People bring this up like parasocial relationships, like where you think you know somebody, but really it's just you're just following each other online, really. It's not like a real deep friendship. Right. It's not that deep. But we did have like inside jokes. We checked in on each other. Like I was looking at my DMs with her on Instagram. I'm like, dude, I go back years and like almost daily messages with this girl.
Damn.
But
I really were tight.
Oh, we were tight. Like I had no idea she had that kind of relationship with her mother. But yeah, dude, she got popped for killing her mom. Yeah.
Are like the details public? Like, can we talk
somewhat
about
yeah
it?
There's a couple of news stories out of Ventura. I think that's the only news channels we picked them up.
We don't want her coming knocking on our door
because she has my address, dude. Speaking of the Dodgers, dude,
so, you know,
she sent me a Dodger hat.
Oh shit.
A really cool hat? Dodger. It's a really cool hat too.
You know, it's crazy that you
MF,
bring that.
We respect you, but
thank you for the hat always.
Like let's clear some shit up before like
Jagan, we need to get you on.
What if she beats this fucking case? Did you guys have her on or no?
Yes.
That'd be crazy.
If a court of law finds her innocent, well, then fuck it. Be on the show. Tell us how jail was. We want to know how female jail was. How was it?
Allegedly. Yeah, allegedly, because we don't know, right?
We can
be incriminating her. We're talking like we were there.
True.
Part of this fucking crime. But, you know, it's funny because, like, one of the guys that I went to school with killed his mom, too.
What the fuck is up with people killing their mom?
And I don't know how you guys feel, but, like, to me, it felt like, nah, this is the only shit that happens, like, in Iowa and Nebraska that you see on the Discovery Channel, you know? Like, so-and-so killed his mom.
True.
And the kicker to this was that, like, this guy fucking chopped up his mom, like, chopped her up into pieces.
Holy
and, like,
moly.
Fucking stored her in the fridge for days before he turned himself in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he, like, blamed that all to the devil. Like, he was like, oh, like, I was... a devil worshiper, and like, you know, he tried to play Insanity, and he almost got Insanity. And like, I remember all of our friends who were seeing, like, following up on his case, because he already got convicted. We were like, damn, he better not come out, because, like, ain't nobody going to want to kick it with him. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, you just dismantle your mom, Like, into pieces, bro. You fucking set her back into factory reset, you know? Like, all the pieces come fucking, like.
She's going to be assembly required now.
Assembly required, for sure.
You want a new mom. Oh,
and it's
God.
Crazy, because he was the only child, too. Like, no father, nothing. And it's like, damn, bro, you had nobody, and you fucking just decided to out her like that? Like, that's crazy.
Dude, her, too. This girl is an only child and adopted.
Imagine you take a fucking gamble.
He gets out of jail. He's like, hey, bro, you want to get a beer?
With adopting somebody and you lose like this, that's crazy.
You lose big time.
Some crews are real. Crap out. Some crews are real judgmental. Like, you come to the fucking spot and you got a pro club that has like a raya on it, or is not planchada, right? They won't kick it with you.
Yeah.
But like, if you killed your mom, that's something else. Like, hey, man, like, don't come around.
Don't come around.
Hey, I don't know. We don't want you in our gang.
My fucking, my mom don't feel safe.
My mom don't feel safe around you, fool. Hey, sorry, fool. You can't come kicking no more. Now my mom don't feel safe.
Hey, so my mom comes
no
first.
No more Menudo Monday.
Menudo Monday. Menudo Monday. I'm running that down. Menudo is strictly a Sunday morning thing, bro. Like, this guy's eating leftover menudo or what?
Hey, sometimes.
Oh, shit. Nope.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, cool. What was that?
We're getting an update here on the court case.
Oh, I just saw Tool, bro. They were so
but you know what? It's funny because, like, in high school, this guy was super gothic, right? Like, he would fucking wear black and chains and just his hair long.
It a darks.
Fucking listen
yeah,
to cold.
Super darks, right? And he got with one of my friends from elementary who was always like a girly girl, Jordans, you know, like super fucking preppy. And then in freshman year, she met this guy. And then by like junior year, our friend, even like when she was with him the first 2 years, she was still like girly girly. And this guy was like super rockero, you know, long hair, like leather the fuck out, bro. And
hully gully.
And then one day, I don't know where, one weekend went by, and then my homegirl came to school on Monday. Half her head shaved, all blacked out, everything. And I was like, damn, this that's will fuck the shit out of her. You know?
Brainwashed. You
know? That's what hit the spot.
Like, yeah, this will hit the G spot, bro. He converted her, bro. You know, like, she went from wearing Jordans and all this like cutesy shit to like fucking all Skrillex like, the fuck out.
Hail Satan.
You know, like, yeah. And this guy had like, I remember like after that happened, like years, like our senior year, me and his dumbass, we were taking geometry.
Hey,
fucking
seniors,
geometry, bro.
Seniors taking geometry with a bunch of freshmen, right?
What the fuck, dude?
So me and him was sitting in the back, and I was used to roast them, like, bro, ¿qué sientes, güey? Like, hey, fool, the devil's calling you, dog. You know, like, and we used to roast each other, like, hey, fool, don't kill me, dog. You know, like, like that was our relationship, right? I had him for a math
maybe
class.
You made him into what he is.
No, don't say that, bro.
He did not
I
radicalize
nothing
him.
To do with his mom getting murdered.
He did not radicalize
I'll
him.
I'll fucking my nod out.
For real, bro. But it's crazy because, like, I would fuck with him, right?
Right,
and
you
he
roast
was
each
cool.
Other.
Like, he was cool. Like, he didn't care. He's like, yeah, all right. And he would talk shit back to me. And I used to make fun of him, and especially when he came with that cross carved in his forehead.
No,
like,
he
upside
did
down,
it.
Upside down cross on his forehead. And then, so whatever, we graduated.
So stupid.
I didn't think much of it.
Hey,
and
then, I'm gonna be crazy. I'm gonna go crazy one day. I won't tell you, but there will be signs.
Yeah, there will be signs. Tell me you kill your mom without telling me.
Jose has a fucking DSI shirt on.
Bro, so whatever. We graduate, and then like a year later, one of my other friends called me and said, like, hey, bro, and you can look this fool up because this fool's locked up.
We will.
Like,
we will.
He's
how
like,
how long
hey.
Is he locked up for?
Well, he's been locked up since we graduated high school, like 2 years after high school. So probably like 10 years.
Yeah,
now.
Oh, wow. Once in a while, like, hey, you still in there?
Nah, but this was on Facebook, you know?
No.
Like, how the fuck he has
no.
a cell phone? And he's still posting, and bitches be like, oh my God, you're so hot. And he's like, how the fuck are you getting more pussy than I am, bro, you know?
Spin that
like,
jail.
Like, God damn, bro.
That jail game.
Oh, when they see us and shit.
Nah, for real, bro. He might be tap in and watch this podcast. And,
oh, hey.
But anyways, you know, like,
okay.
This was never
respect
getting out.
Respect.
He got life, whatever. But, So whatever, a year after we graduated high school, one of my friends called me and was like, hey, bro, you heard what happened to fucking Monica? And I was like, nah, bro, what happened? He's like, nah, she passed away. And then right away, my head went to like, oh, this fool sacrificed her. This fool definitely sacrificed her. So it turned out she got ran over, right?
Oh, okay, thank God.
He pushed her. No. So like, so it turned out she got ran over and whatever. So like, I go to her funeral. And okay. Then I see Moises, right? Uh-huh. That's his name. Okay. And
he's there?
He's there, right?
He hadn't killed his mom yet.
No, he hadn't killed his mom yet. This is before his mom.
This is pre-killing his mom.
This is pre-killing
his mom.
Pre-killing his mom, right? Okay. So I'm right away, I'm like, oh, this would definitely sacrifice her. You know, like, ain't no fucking way.
He put a spell on her.
Homegirl from elementary. Like, ain't no way. So I went to the funeral, and this guy looked normal, you know, clean cut, you know, buzz cut. He was wearing a suit. All right. I was like, all right, he got over that face. You okay. Know? Like, clearly, this was not a sacrifice ritual.
I was a little disappointed, you know? I know the face.
I was a little disappointed. And then so... So whatever. So this happens, and then like 3 months later, my same friend calls me again. And he's like, "Damn, bro, did you hear what happened to Moises?"
This fool's just breaking the news to you.
And I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Nah, bro." But by this point, it had been all over the news all weekend. I didn't see it, but like, he's like, "Hey, bro, did you not see what was going on the news? Like, turn on the news." I'm like, "What the fuck's going on?" So like, "Bro, did you see what happened to Moises?" I'm like, "Fuck, don't tell me." He's like, "His mom died." And I was like, "Damn, this guy can't catch a break." You know, like 2 months ago, his girlfriend passed away.
Yeah.
And now his mom. And then he's like, "Yeah, he killed her." I was like, "Whoa, what the fuck?" Like, dang. That shit was crazy. And then that, like, and it was like down, like, in the neighborhood where we grew up. And it's like, damn, bro, like, that apartment is still probably vacant.
Oh, shit.
Because there was, like, even when the news reporters were, like, reporting, like, oh, this is the tub where,
blah, blah, blah. Hey. Rent is really expensive. How much is that apartment?
That shit probably like $400.
Hook it up.
You know? But like that shit had to for a sign for rent for like 2 years, and then they finally took it off. I think they just gave up and they're like, fuck it, let's make it a storage unit or something.
People knew about it. Like what had gone down.
Because they have to disclose of that.
They
you know?
Do.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, you know, there was a slight murder in here.
Slight murder.
So the guy, you got it. So the guy was like, the news were reporting like, yeah, the neighbors heard like Deftones playing in the background. All like,
hey.
Deftones. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. Not all of us are murderers.
Yeah, no, I'm just fucking with you.
I love Deftones. Yeah, my boys, right
but
there, bro.
It was weird. It's surreal, but I mean, I would love to see more about your story. Let that shit unfold a little bit.
Let it unfold.
We should ask our friend. What were we calling her? MF?
MF?
We should ask our MF to like write letters to your homie, El Diabolico.
El Moises?
El Diabolico, yeah. Look him up.
Satanás. Satanico.
Satanás,
bro, we should start one of those fucking penitentiary pal emails.
They can be pen pals.
Make friends with fools that are in prison.
That was his defense, was like, oh, the devil told me to... there was demons who told me that she was a devil. So I had to fucking kill her. And not only kill her, but like... And then, like, they found her head in his backpack, who had, like, a satanic patch on it, and it was in the freezer.
Oh, my God.
So that was his defense. It was like, oh, I was crazy, you know? Mm. Like, I was not in the right mind, and I fucking acted a fool.
I like all that metal shit, bro. That fucking Cannibal Corpse and all that shit.
Yeah, we're very into metal, but we'll continue this on the next episode.
Yes.
Of Coffee Tigers. This was live, man.
Ace. It's always live, but
we just want to say thank you to Ace and his homie JT.
Yeah, I hope I didn't fuck it up for you.
No,
bro, you're good. Bro. This is what we do right here, dog. Try to keep it raw, real. We want your raw dog in this podcast, bro.
Fuck yeah.
On the podcast, though.
Yes.
Oh, not just me in real life.
We're gonna get these episodes, you know, coming again. Fucking love for all real. Of you guys, all the homies, all the fans and shit.
So thank you guys for listening and watching. What do the YouTubers say? Likes, the subscribe, and...
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah, hit that like button.
Yes, like that motherfucker.
Stay tuned, man. Like, if you guys watch, we'll keep doing this shit.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for everything. We'll try to maybe cuss less. You think we'll get more
less
followers?
Less dick.
Like, you think parents will be like, hey, you can listen to Coffee Tigers if they don't cuss. Mm.
We need to reach the youth.
We do need, Wu-Tang was for the children.
Yes, Coffee Tigers is for the children.
Yeah. Yes, we are for the children. All the All the fucking genres of
my IG is only period forever 88. The our
85. Not racist anymore.
Yeah. Only period forever 85. Our Instagram for the Coffee Tigers Instagram is at Coffee Tigers Podcast.
Yes.
Angel, you want to give?
I don't have Instagram anymore, but my TikTok and shit.
Oh yeah, what's the TikTok?
Coffee Tigers on TikTok.
Sure.
Yeah, it's one of the.
Look it up.
I think that's it.
That's like, what's up.
I'm not too familiar with them, so
we'll,
learning.
We'll be doing some edits and posting that on there.
Yes. And if you want to come on and be a guest,
yeah.
Coffee Tigers Podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah, email us. JT.
Yeah, you can find me at JT the Comic on Instagram and all social medias on TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter.
So right on. You can find me on Twitter. Or X, whatever it's called now.
Twitter.
And Twitter. And Instagram at Silver in a Coma. All together, one word.
Thank you for watching.
Jace, thank you. JT, thank you guys for having us.
Thank you. Bye.
We love you guys.
Love you guys. Bye-bye. Don't kill your mom.